Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe with an ultra-cool historic building. It's 54 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A report out of the Pentagon says there's been an almost 19% drop in reports of unwanted sexual contact amongst service members.
A significant drop in what the Pentagon calls the prevalence rate of contacts that can range from unwanted touching to rape is the first in 8 years. There is also a drop in the number of reports of sexual assaults over the past year. Pentagon officials have emphasized awareness and made changes to bring down the number of sexual assaults in the military, but it remains unclear what might be behind the new reduction, as numbers had continued to rise despite those efforts. Luis Martinez, ABC News, the Pentagon.
It stands to supplement the delivery of humanitarian aid to Gaza. The U.S. has completed a floating pier off the Gaza Strip so more aid can be delivered by boat. Customs and Border Protection reporting 2 straight months of declining detentions of migrants at the southern border. The April figure was the lowest since President Biden took office. This is ABC News.
Driftless Air Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house 4 completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Air Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Just a bit unsettled today as a front stretching from Iowa up through northwest Wisconsin slides eastward. There are some scattered showers and thunderstorms along it, just edging into the western part of our area early this morning, and they'll reach the rest of the region throughout the day, kind of in an off and on fashion. A few of the thunderstorms that pop up this afternoon could have some small hail and gusty winds, so keep an eye on the situation and be prepared to duck inside should one form near you. Rainfall could be a few tenths of an inch generally. Now tomorrow looks like a nice day with plenty of sun and warm temperatures. Same story for Saturday. In fact, it could be about 10 degrees above normal. A front will slide through Saturday evening, bringing us at least a small chance of a shower, and then much higher chances of rain off and on early next week. Could have some heavy totals with moisture coming up from the Gulf of Mexico. Here's that forecast for today. Mostly cloudy with a few periods of showers and thunderstorms likely as we get through the later morning and afternoon. Temperature topping out near 70 with south to southwest winds of 5 to 10. Tonight, some isolated showers early, then partly cloudy. Scattered fog, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow looks warm with plenty of sunshine, high near 79 degrees. South to southwest wind at 5 to 10. Friday night, mainly clear, low 54. Saturday, sunny or partly cloudy and warmer than normal. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the evening, high at 83. Sunday, partly cloudy and balmy, low 53 with a high of 80. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms at night. Monday, mostly cloudy and more humid. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, low 58, high 75. Tuesday, continued muggy with off and on showers and storms expected. Low 60, high 74. And Wednesday, patchy sun, breezy and cooler, maybe some sprinkles. Low 53 with a high of 69. Have a great morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 54 degrees. We have received a couple of 1/100ths of an inch of rain early this morning. 73 was yesterday's high. The record high for May 16th, 1962, it was 87. The record low, 27, set in 1967. Last year's high was 80 and the low 44. Sunset will happen at 8:20 for this evening. Sunrise time will be at 5:36 tomorrow morning. Right now in Richland Center, the winds have calmed a little bit, light and variable. Barometer is steady at 29.77. And with cloudy skies, we're at 55 degrees, up one from the overnight low.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at the very busy high school sports schedule as it continues. The Brewers picked up a win yesterday. They're off today, and the NFL has announced the Packers' schedule, along with the schedule for all 32 teams.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. The WIAA softball tournament gets underway tonight. Richland Center will be opening up tournament play at Westby. The Hornets are a ninth seed. Westby is an eighth, and the winner of tonight's game will play Tuesday at Prairie du Chien. Viroqua Youth Initiative will be hosting Darlington in a 7-10 seed matchup. The winner will play on Tuesday. They'll be at River Valley. WIA Division 4 play-in games tonight. Argyle Blackhawk is home against Belleville, and Parkview is at Wisconsin Heights. Games coming up in Division 5. Number 9 seed North Crawford plays at number 8 seed Lafarge. The winner will play at Ithaca on Tuesday night. The Bulldogs have a first round bye. And Southwestern, a 9th seed, will play at number 8 Pecatonica, with a winner to play Belmont on Tuesday night. Most of the rest of the softball teams from our area will be in action for the tournament on Tuesday. There was a makeup game last night in the area. Weston was a winner against Lafarge, 14-7 in high school baseball. Trevor Westfall got the win in relief, going 4 1/3 innings, allowing 1 earned run on 5 hits, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. The Eagles belted out 20 hits on the night. Leaders at the plate, Logan Peterson, 4-for-5 with 2 RBIs. Trevor Westfall, 4-for-4 with a double and 2 RBIs. Logan Bingham, 3-for-5 with 2 RBIs. Garrett Jennings, 3-for-3 with 2 doubles and an RBI. Garrett Granger, 2-for-5 with 4 RBIs. Trevor came on and pitched a solid game to get them out of a little bit of a jam early on after some defensive errors. Weston with a win, 14-7. They'll be back into action tonight at Cazenovia Memorial Park. And keep in mind, that is a 6 o'clock game versus Ithaca. The game can be heard tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. The Bulldogs have had a tremendous season this year after a state championship win last year, and they finally lost the first game on Saturday in their own tournament against Fenimore. Coach Dan Clary says the season is going by quickly.
Really flown by with the way, with the weather, the way it's been, and it seems like we've had so many games crammed in the last couple weeks. 2-3 weeks. It's been a really blur, but here we are, and I hope we've been playing a lot of ball the last few weeks, so we should be ready for the last part of the season. But yeah, it has really definitely gone by fast.
You've had some large wins. You did suffer a defeat on Saturday. At this point, does a loss hurt you?
Not at all. Fenimore, we're thankful Fenimore was able to step in to give us a third team for that little triangular that we had on Saturday. They always have a fantastic baseball team. They were really hitting the ball well that day. But our guys took it really well. That's not a team to hang your head when you get beat by Fenimore. So we just got to learn the things that we learned from there and move on. But it was definitely a good day in general. We played some good ball against Westby. And like I said, we didn't play terrible against Fenimore. They were just the better team that day. It was a good day.
The Bulldogs looking to win the Ridge Valley Conference outright. They have locked that up now at this point with a couple of games to play, one against Weston tonight and also against DeSoto at home on Monday of next week. They will also host River Valley on Saturday, JV at 10 and varsity to follow. One other victory within the program, Ben Hipsch was able to pitch this past weekend in a JV game. Ben has been on a cancer journey for some time now, and Coach Danny Clary talked about having him back in the program and pitching for the JV.
No idea how good that was to watch. Ben has been at practice, every day all year. There wasn't when he couldn't because of appointments and things, but you could just tell when he first started throwing. He has a confidence within him that is just unshakable, and it's so fun to watch. And I was so glad to see him be able to get out on the mound, and he did a fantastic job. He's developed a pretty nice curveball, and so it's fun to watch him and just have that confidence and that experience on the mound. It's great for everybody on the team.
Ithaca baseball coach Danny Clary. Also tonight in the area, it will be Kickapoo in action in baseball. They'll be at Hillsboro, and the Kickapoo softball team will host Cashton. River Valley busy tonight as they will be playing soccer at Platteville High School. And softball action is at River Valley tonight versus Iowa Grand. Richland Center with that tournament softball game at Westby. And also the Hornet soccer girls are home against Wisconsin Heights. That starts at 5:30 this afternoon. Well, the Brewers weren't messing around as they took charge of Wednesday series finale against the Pittsburgh Pirates. 5 home runs powered a 10-2 lopsided decision. Pirates starter Martin Perez gave up all 5 of the round trippers. Rookie Robert Gasser went 5 innings to pick up his second win in his first 2 major league starts. The homers came from William Contreras, Gary Sanchez, Sal Frelick, Joey Ortiz, and Jackson Churio. Manager Pat Murphy says Gary Sanchez caught a great game for the rookie.
I thought Gary did his best job back there and helped navigate him, kind of understood his stuff that day. And that's big. He's not going to have that sweeper the way he wants it every day. And I think Gary used it just enough, but understood that fastball up and away, understood the ball in. I thought he mixed and matched through a huge changeup there that was, in a big portion of the game in the middle of the order.
And what about the Brewers lineup?
We have still not produced necessarily with a man on third and less than two, but they've produced other times. So we're putting runs up on the board, and, you know, there's obviously room for improvement. You know, you'd like to get that relentlessness pitch to pitch. It's just very hard. There's so much that can take your mind away from that present moment. It's a hard thing for all of us, you know, not much less guys in the lineup.
The Brewers are off today. They'll open up a 9-game road trip starting tomorrow night in Houston. In other action yesterday, Arizona 2-1 over Cincinnati. Colorado beat San Diego 8-0. Philadelphia 10, the Mets 5. Cubs 7-1 over Atlanta. San Francisco 4, and the Dodgers 1. In the American League, Baltimore 3, Toronto 2. Seattle 4-2 over Kansas City. Tampa Bay beat Boston 4-3. Houston 3-0 over Oakland. The Yankees 4, Minnesota 0. Texas 4-0 over Cleveland. Interleague play, Miami 2-0 over Detroit, the White Sox 2, Washington 0, and the Angels 7-2 over St. Louis. The Packers' schedule has been released along with all of the NFL teams. The Packers will be starting on September 6th with a game in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. Otherwise, the Packers will be home and doing battle against the Colts, the Titans, the Vikings. They'll travel to the Rams on October 6th. They'll host the Cardinals, Texans, then go to Jacksonville on the 27th of October. They will host Detroit before a bye week. Their first game against the Bears is not until November 17th. They'll also be facing San Francisco at San Francisco, home against Miami, at Detroit, at Seattle, versus the New Orleans Saints at Lambeau Field. That will be a Monday night game coming up on December 23rd. They'll play at Minnesota the following week, and the flex schedule has either on Saturday, January 4th, or Sunday, January 5th, the season finale against the Chicago Bears. So two Thursday games. One will be on against the Dolphins, a 7:20 kickoff time on Thanksgiving night, and the following against the Lions on a Thursday night at 7:15, and then one Monday game as well for Green Bay. Elsewhere in sports, the men's basketball program at Wisconsin has hired another assistant coach with Southwest Wisconsin native roots. Montfort native Lance Randall arrives in Madison from his last coaching job, leading the program at Division II St. Leo University. Randall has more than 400 career victories. He started his coaching career at Beloit College 30 years ago, the school where he earned his degree. Last night in the NBA, it was Boston 113 and Cleveland 98 and Dallas 104, Oklahoma City 92. Also speaking of basketball, Doug Gottlieb believes he can effectively balance coaching Green Bay basketball and hosting a national sports radio show. Gottlieb discussed his new arrangement during his introductory news conference as the longtime broadcaster moves into the coaching ranks for UW Green Bay. He says recruiting should go well.
You don't really have to get on a plane to find great players at this level. Now, I think Coach Gard can tell you, they'll have a handful of high majors per year, and it's, you know, you got to build a fence and try and keep them, and if you don't, it looks bad. But in terms of the mid-major and what I call mid-major plus type player, Wisconsin, Illinois, Minnesota, Nebraska, the Dakotas, you know, Michigan, they're there.
And the Bucs are looking to maintain some continuity by hanging on to general manager John Horst. The franchise rejected a request from the Detroit Pistons to interview Horst. Since the GM has personal ties to Michigan, it was thought he would wind up there. Horst faces a challenging offseason, but it starts with his top three players all under contract. All he has to do is find the right complementary pieces, it seems. That's an update on sports on this Thursday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
Diving into tournament play as spring sports seasons wind down and move to the postseason. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. More high school sports news after this.
Athletes aren't born. Their success is built through hard work, dedication, and a love for chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is the low-fat, protein-packed recovery drink of choice that elite athletes around the world turn to after their toughest workouts. Looking for a competitive edge? Replenish, rehydrate, and recover with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
It will be an absolute sprint to the finish as we wrap up spring sports seasons over the coming weeks with multiple postseason events nearly every day and championships most weekends. Up first is the start of the softball playoffs this week with opening regional action beginning Thursday. Things really heat up next Tuesday for softball when Division I will also get into the action. Track and field regional meets will be held next Monday with sectionals next Thursday. Next week also begins boys tennis and boys golf postseason play. Earlier this week, we got the release of the baseball playoff brackets as postseason begins on the diamond next Thursday. In the most recent baseball coaches poll, Mosinee moves to the top of the Division II rankings, while Sun Prairie East, Lake Country Lutheran, and Johnson Creek are again the top-ranked teams in their respective divisions. We're getting down to the end of the inaugural boys and girls lacrosse campaigns. The WIAA announced the playoff seeds and brackets over the weekend as the tournament gets started next Thursday for girls and next Friday for boys. There are just two sectionals for each, with Wanakee and Nina grabbing the number one seeds on the boys' side, while the top seeds in girls lacrosse went to University School and Kettle-Moraine Badger. Good luck to all the spring sports athletes as they move into postseason play. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
Let's roll out, throw a little red on the sleepy town. Boots scootin' and running around. Hell yeah. Cause right now, let's catch a little cut, lose high, get wild and cross the line, while we got nothing but time.
Gone.
yourself a drink and read us out, babe. Good times, good vibes, and long chairs. Never gonna be this young.
Gerard on WRCO, never going to be this young again. 55 degrees in Richland Center. Good morning. Our trivia question of the day is right around the bend. Some people have a lot of money, and some really have too much money to throw away. But maybe if I had that much money, I'd throw more away too. I don't know. But Sylvester Stallone is auctioning off 11 watches from his personal collection at a Sotheby's sale in New York early next month. Among his watches is a rare one, a Grandmaster Chime, which is expected to fetch as much as $5 million. Wow. You wouldn't want to have that fall off and wind up in your lawnmower either, would you? Here's Warren Zeters.
Every now we're in a bed this time, it's like she knows I'm lonely. Rolls up when a wine is gone, like a record on repeat. Leaning on old memories and talking about what we used to be. Should probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my pretty little poison, my heart. Fall where she falls into me. We all need some kind of fix. For me, she's the one I pick. Nothing else will do the trick. She's all I need. She's my pretty little poison. My heart. Alcohol, I don't want none at all. I just want you. No, I just want you. My pretty little poison. My heartache in the night. With a kiss on her lips, just like cyanide. Yeah, she came with a warning, but I. She's my pretty little poison.
sees a Bible by the bed. He's the t-shirt that I'm wearing. He's the song stuck in my head. He's solid and he's steady like the Allegheny runs. He knows just where.
Tabby Barrett on FM 100.9. From the Lost and Found, found a male cat. It's a tabby, grayish and white chest with white feet. It's very friendly and found downtown at Quick Trip. The number to call 608-604-8362. And ask for Bob, again 604-8362. A miniature poodle named Sage has won the top prize at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. Sage bested six other finalists to claim the best in show on Tuesday night at the U.S. Most Illustrious Canine Event. A German Shepherd named Mercedes placed second. Each stood, strode, and sought to shine before the judge at the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center, the home of the U.S. Open Tennis. In all, more than 2,500 dogs, spanning about 200 breeds and varieties, entered the show. They're judged accordingly to which one best matches the standard or ideal for its breed. Now, one thing is for certain, that if Squirt showed up, he would be unique and one of a kind. 55 at WRCO on a Thursday. Here is Keith Urban.
But all I saw was smoke and fire. I didn't feel a thing. But suddenly I was rising higher. And I felt like I just made the biggest mistake.
when I thought about my unborn child, when I thought about my wife, and the answer rang out clear from somewhere up above. No greater gift is man than to lay down his life for love. Stand it all myself, but there's a brother on my left and another on my right, and in his pocket just like mine, he's got a photograph, and they're waiting for him back home, and it's weighing on my mind. I'm not trying to be a hero, I don't want to die, but right now in this moment, you don't think.
Keith Urban on FM 100.9 WRCO.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Cowessin Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cowessin Terminal off Highway 14.
Hello, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. Did you know that most addictions start in adolescence? Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25, so it's important to be there for them and support their health. Wisconsin Social Host Law is in place to protect our young people. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
8:41, and the trivia question of the day. That's next in line today, and it is sponsored by TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. No job is too big or too small. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. 56 at WRCO over the night. It was a little cloudy. Some areas had maybe just a little bit more of a rainstorm, maybe a thunderstorm. And you could certainly see in the sky early this morning where it was kind of going around us. It was west going north. And this morning, just a little bit of precipitation here, and we're at 56 degrees. Trivia time now, and the winning answer wins a great gift from TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. Identify this TV theme and win.
People, let me tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person who loves me till the end. People, let me tell you about my best friend.
608-647-4155. Give us the correct title of the program that is from and win today. Here's a little big town featuring Sugarland.
Take that look of worry. I'm an ordinary man. They don't tell me nothing. So I find out all I can. There's a fire that's been burning right outside my door. I can't see, but I feel it, and it helps to keep me warm. So
Little Big Town in Sugar Land on WRCO Radio. Congrats to Anton, the winner of trivia today, because he knew the correct answer. He wins great prize from TriStar Gifts and more. The theme song from The Courtship of Eddie's Father, which a lot of people remember the song. They don't always remember the TV show that it was from. I think the song has been, it was never a hit record, but it was used and has been used in a lot of commercials. Also used as the theme song for the MTV series Rob and Big as well. Best Friend, written and performed by Harry Nilsson, and it was an adaptation of an earlier song he had called Girlfriend. The theme was played over the opening credits.
People, let me tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person who loved me till the end. People, let me tell you about my best friend. He's a one-boy cuddly toy, my up, my down, my pride and joy. People, let me tell you about him, he's so much fun. Whether we're talking man to man or whether we're talking sun to sun, 'cause he's my best friend. Yeah, he's my best friend. La la ba la 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 ya ba la 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 ba.
Starring role for Bill Bixby in that particular program that ran from 1969 through 1972. I remember it well. And then it re-ran for a long, long time as well. Hey, thanks for playing trivia today. This is Patti Loveless.
Your
you rascal, you. Patty Loveless on FM 100.9. It's 7 minutes before nine.
Hey, guys. I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
U.S. Cellular new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What are you paying for home internet? It's time to save and head to your nearest local U.S. Cellular store. See us in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
Looking for a flexible job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in rural Spring Green is hiring for various positions, including front desk associates, janitorial maintenance, and more. They have openings for first, second, and third shifts, with both part-time and full-time positions available. Most positions run through October, while others extend through December, with some being summer-only roles. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and be part of a fantastic resort experience.
On this Memorial Day, we honor the courage and sacrifice of our fallen heroes who gave everything to defend our nation and its ideals. Their legacy will forever inspire us. This Memorial Day message is brought to you by Scott's Industries, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Hackle Construction, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and Richland County Telephone Directory.
Are you ready to challenge your taste buds? Come join us on Saturday, May 18th at the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival. Driftless area and local Wisconsin beer samples will be available at Sportsman's Lounge, Patio 111, North Wisconsin Avenue, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Samples will be served in souvenir mushroom glasses, 10 samples for $15. Following will be the 3 p.m. Spring Mystery Parade along Wisconsin Avenue, with the UW Marching Band performing at Mushroom Headquarters from 3:45 to 4:30. Thank you, Muscadet Fitness Center, Muscadet Laundromat, and Wisconsin Distributors, being proud sponsors of the festival.
Get ready to sizzle with WRCO. We're celebrating Beef Month in style with a fantastic giveaway. Thanks to Walsh's Ace Hardware and Richland Locker, you could win a charcoal grill, a meat bundle, and four Milwaukee Brewer tickets for the June 2nd game. Starting May 20th, listen for the sound of our beef cow sizzle on WRCO. When you hear sizzle, be the fifth caller to get entered for your chance to win. Don't miss out on this sizzling opportunity. Your chance to qualify begins May 20th. Tune in on May 28th during the 7 a.m. hour to see if you're the lucky winner. From WRCO, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Richland Locker.
This is Christopher Clark from Southwest Wisconsin Pullers, and we invite you to attend our pulling events this summer. We'd like to thank our 2024 sponsors, Dan's Diesel Performance, Cardinal CG, Amsoil, Simpson's Tractor, Utter Brothers Creamery, Myers Excavating, Hillsboro Equipment, Jim Goplin and LG Seeds, and Kleppe Grain Service. You can find out more about our upcoming pulling events on our website, southwestwipullers.com.
Coming up on our community conversation, the morning show between 9 and 10, we'll be featuring another program concerning Mental Health Awareness Month, a crucial period for spotlighting mental health issues and combating associated stigmas. A powerful interview coming up this morning on the morning show between 9 and 10. This is Chris Young and Losing Sleep.
Light a candle. Turn all the lights down low. Baby, let's just lose control. Lose control. I can handle every single curve, you know. That I love you, let me show you. Take you anywhere you wanna be. When it comes to sleep. Real life, when it's this good, don't you know? We don't need to dream at all, baby. So she